In 2009, Romanian novelist Herta Mueller won the Nobel Prize for Literature. The Nobel Academy cited her poetry and prose for its vivid and frank depiction of the landscape of the dispossessed. Her novel, The Hunger Angel, is now available in an English translation from Philip Bohm, and Alan Chews has our review.
Young and gay, Leo Auberg, Romanian-born of German descent and 17 years old when the Nazis go down to defeat, finds himself arrested by the occupying Soviets. He's shoved into a rail car along with dozens of other German-born Romanians and shipped to Russia to work as an indentured laborer in the coal processing industry. From January of 1945 until the beginning of 1950, Leo finds himself working from before sunrise to after dark, shoveling coal, hauling concrete, lugging bricks, consistently overworked and underfed, so that what he imagines to be an actual figure, the hunger angel of the title, constantly lurks about, looking for an opportunity to seize him and pull him over into the darkness of death. Leo writes, "No words are adequate for the suffering caused by hunger." But Herta Mueller knows how to deploy a large range of figurative language, the language of simile and metaphor, in order to make Leo's condition known to us. Memories of past meals haunt him day and night as the novel builds in episodic fashion rather than by means of a well-made plot. Though striking characters do abound in its pages, from the ruthless, always screaming Russian camp commandant to the capo who issues commands but doesn't work himself, to the corps of victimized laborers, all of whom hope to endure the tortures of hunger, cold, harsh labor, and ferocious boredom. Leo endures, surviving to tell this story some 50 years later and still mindful of every bite of food he takes. "Blind hunger sees food best," he declares. Herta Mueller shows us this horrifying story with eyes open wide.
The book is The Hunger Angel by Herta Mueller. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.